Councillor Zahid Badruddin is standing by. He has recently been reappointed a member of MAECO, but also given a new portfolio in the form of waste and water and waste services. So we chat to him now.
Breakfast with Refilo Emolata
on Cape Talk.
Zahid, welcome back to the show. Congratulations on your reappointment and on your new portfolio. How are you doing?
Morning. Thanks for having me. I'm excited, nervous, anxious that the job is big and important.
It's huge.
But I'm ready. Yes.
It's huge. It's huge. And we are so grateful for it. A fresh set of eyes on this portfolio, which seemed a little bit, if I can be silly, seemed a little bit like stale at some point. So very excited. What are your plans? Let's find out first and foremost from your perspective. What do you see or perceive as the biggest constraints to your being able to do well, and some of your plans for where to go with water and waste services?
So I think, Rafael, we have to be honest in terms of the challenges that we've been experiencing within this directorate. And our communities, the mayor and many other stakeholders have been very clear that we're dealing with some concerns in terms of the water quality as it relates to our rivers, our flays and canals. And also, in addition to that, the fact that we haven't really been able to keep up adequately with the demand on what is really aged infrastructure in our city, especially in our township communities, but in other communities as well. And so what this then means is that we've got a massive burden on our infrastructure that results in many, many consequences, one of which results very clearly in water pollution, as we know very well. But in addition to that, if I consider our solid waste space, the questions that I've started to ask myself and of the officials is whether or not we're using the appropriate model to deal with solid waste removal in our communities that house us to keep up with the demand in those spaces. And this is really just experiences that I've picked up after engaging with communities. Very early on, I've visited Wallace Dean, Scotts Dean, Dalves, Manabur, Kailicha to understand really what the impact has been of our infrastructure on communities in a very real way as it impacts health and other quality of life standards as well. But at the same time, with all of that being said, we know that the city does have a responsibility to ensure that we have adequate investment in the space. And so the commitment has already been made by our mayor regarding that. And at the same time, what I hope to do is to continue the community conversation around how we can work together to protect our infrastructure whilst the city commits to upgrading where it is necessary to do so.
Okay. So in a short version, Zahid, please help us understand. Last time we had Roberta Quintas on the show, his concern was that one of the reasons that water was not being delivered to Hout Bay for over a weekend had to do with aged infrastructure. And he also struggled to get to the point around what spending is being made on improving the infrastructure. So we know since 2017, since almost day zero, we know that we take $100 every month and we give it to you as the city. And you have told us that that money is going towards infrastructure. He says that, in fact, there was no opportunity over these 5 years during his time in council for anybody to make that allocation in order to spend that $100 that all 4 million of us are giving you. And we know also that that is sitting in cash coffers. So, that was almost a slur. Yeah. So I'm saying, help us understand about the allocation, please, and how much it's going to cost and when it's going to be spent.
So the fixed charge, as you've mentioned, is an important part of being able to fund the new water program, the projects that will ensure that we never reach a day zero again. And so over the next 3 years, almost 50% of the city's 29 billion rand capital expenditure is going to go towards water and waste, water and sanitation infrastructure. This means that the
holding you to that, Zahid, hey?
Absolutely, you have to.
Okay.
You have to. The mayor has given me that challenge to say the underspend in the water and sanitation department is embarrassing for us. as a city, and it is my responsibility to make sure that we spend that money, especially in the communities that require it. And so in addition to that, 2.8 billion rand of the capital infrastructure is going to go towards reducing sewer blockages, again, in the most affected communities. And we've already spoken on our sewer reduction plan in terms of being proactive in cleaning our pipe infrastructure, in making sure we remove blockages so that we can prevent the overflows and then the contamination of our stormwater system. All of this means that I've got to make sure we fill our vacancies, that we spend our capital money, and that we pull in the necessary stakeholders and communities to work with us, that they truly, truly believe in the importance of that partnership. But in addition to that, part of that infrastructure spend that I've just mentioned, 8 billion is going to go to water treatment works over the next 10 years. These are for our Portsdown, Macassar, the Athlone, Zandvliet, wastewater treatment works. These are all important facilities that will help us to cope in the long run in terms of the demand that our systems are experiencing at the moment. This is not to say that we've not been spending the money. It's to say that there have been challenges with regard to that. I need to be able to find innovative ways with the officials to be able to overcome that so that we can move quickly on our capital infrastructure project in the city.
I'm excited to have you in this post. I'm excited to chat to you over the next 5 years about making sure that 8 billion gets spent. And thank you so much for giving us some clarity.
Thanks for having me again.
Of course.